to Women Writing Men, the podcast where we search for the most attractive men in fiction. I'm Delaney, here with
Mariah.
And this is part two of Small Favors by Aaron A. Craig. If you've listened to part one and you are here, go read this book. We've spoiled so much, but just go read the book. Just get out of here. Go read the book.
Yes.
Return and watch parts.
Stop. Stop listening now.
Yeah. And go enjoy this book. Is there anything we should say before we
go? Yeah, I was going to say we could like do a quick summary of what happened, but if we haven't, just don't listen to this. Go read the book.
Go read the book for starters.
Then go listen to part one.
Yeah.
Then come back and listen to part two.
You absolute clod.
Yeah, this book is about a girl named Ellery. Creepy stuff's happening in her town.
Yep. There's a hot guy named Whitaker. Her mom and dad are in the city because her mom's pregnant. Rebecca's pregnant, too. Who is just listening to part two? I don't know. I think they'll figure out what's going on if we just get into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's winter.
Yeah, it's winter. It's chapter 20.
Yeah.
We're about midway through the book.
Yeah.
Rebecca has married Simon.
Yeah.
The preacher's son.
And I was like, how in the world does Simon not figure out that this baby is not his? I have assumed they have not had premarital sex.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that he is a preacher's son.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a wrong assumption.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you were pregnant in summer.
Yeah.
And it is winter.
Yeah. Like,
she is, I mean, late summer. So I'm mm-hmm. assuming August is when she finds out she's pregnant.
Yeah.
But finding out you're pregnant, takes a while.
Yeah, like you're like 2 months in by
okay,
the time
so
you
she's
notice.
2 months pregnant in August. Now it's December.
Yeah.
September, October, November, December. 4 months. She's 6 months pregnant. This baby doesn't make sense. Mutated baby, I'm telling you. Because she gives birth in spring.
Maybe it's like September, baby.
Yeah, sure. Maybe she finds out she's pregnant in September, so then she was...
Yeah, so then she's like 4 months pregnant in December.
Okay, go.
Acceptable?
Acceptable. Or it really is just a mutated baby.
Yeah. So someone's crops are flattened in, like,
yeah, so
circles.
He, yes, so but he specifically also grew winter wheat.
Yeah.
Because he was like, we lost all our crops. So
yeah.
I'm going to grow winter wheat, which is a crop that grows in winter. Mm-hmm. I guess the rest, most crops grow in not winter.
Yes.
But
someone went,
well, first,
it grew really good.
Like, usually it grows over the months of winter, and it grew in, like, a week
yeah.
kind of situation. And he was like, this is fabulous. We have food. And then, like, seemingly, like, and then overnight, someone from town went and crushed all the wheat. And the elders were like, it's the kids. They're just having
classic kids. And he thinks that it's Ezra, her uncle, because he's newcomer and spooky.
Everyone's like, Ezra and Thomas are the cause of all our weird things happening.
Yeah.
But other people are like, how can that be? Weird things happened before they showed up.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, maybe they've been watching us in the woods. I'm like, okay. Immediately I was like, the trappers showed up at the same time
yeah.
the weird crap started. Why aren't you thinking it's them?
Yeah.
Like, literally on the day before the yeah. trappers started coming into town and crazy stuff began.
Yeah.
Ezra and Thomas showed up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But the town, not town, thinking with their heads.
No. No. And so the Ellery is home with Mary and Sadie, and there's little food. Like, they are really rationing hard, and Ellery is not eating a lot. But someone comes, and he's like,
here's a chicken.
Here's a chicken for Christmas. And
they're like, oh, it's Christmas.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's Christmas. And so she, like, Ellery's like, oh my god, thank you. This is so lovely. And he's like, yeah, someone came and slaughtered all of our chickens.
And also painted
a spooky eye.
In blood on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a mixed blessing.
So, yeah. So Sam thinks it was some guy... this is where the story gets quite complicated. Mm-hmm. Sam's like, it was Judd who killed your chickens. Why was it Judd? Because a few weeks ago, the man with the chickens borrowed Judd's
thingy.
Wheelbarrow or whatever. It was some kind of tool.
Yeah.
And returned it broken.
Yeah. And so
the chicken guy said, no, I didn't. It was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And now, so now Judd thinks that the chicken guy is lying.
Yeah.
And so in retaliation, he killed all his chickens.
Yeah. So then they're like, it's Christmas. We gotta go get a Christmas tree.
Yes.
So they go
to the woods.
To the edge of the woods, and Ellery's, like, Sadie sees a tree that she's
in
like,
the
that's
woods.
The best one. And Sam's like, we are not going past the bells. Like,
no.
He does not go to the woods.
And she can see it on his face. He is terrified.
Yeah.
And so she is like, I'll go.
I'll go get it.
Get it.
So she takes the axe and she goes into the woods and immediately starts having very murderous thoughts.
About Sam.
Yeah.
She feels like she wants to turn around and throw the axe into his brain.
Yes.
Kind of situation.
Yeah. And she's like, this is a little strange.
I thought it was interesting. Why did that happen? Like, now knowing what we know, what are they capable of? Because, it also helped me be like, maybe this is what's going on with Sam, because he's been in the woods now a few times. So does he, like, have these feelings towards Ellery in the woods?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, maybe it's just bad times. I was like, what if Sam has had, like, he's got some spooky thing inside him, basically.
Mm.
And because twin connection, it's, like, invading her too. That was my theory at this point.
Yeah, but yeah, it was so interesting, like, because immediately before entering the woods, she felt, like, sad and pity for him. For
that he was scared.
And now she's, like, in the woods, and she's like, no.
I kill him.
You need to die.
Yeah.
And it all gets spurred because the axe isn't, like, in pristine condition.
Yeah. But then I think when she, like, gets back, the axe is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then also Whitaker's gonna come for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, because he shows up in the woods while she's cutting down the tree. I'm like, Whitaker, why do you have to be so sketch? I want to love you.
Why you, like, yeah, she's, like, having her murderous thoughts, and he's like, I think you should get back to town.
Yes, so he wants, like, to help her with the tree, and she's like, I can take the tree. And he's like, no, nah, I'll help.
Yeah.
Like, let's get you back to town.
Yeah.
But her rage turns to lust for Whitaker as she's walking back.
Yeah.
But then she, it's like a ragey lust because she envisions like kissing him and making out and then
like killing him
also.
Yeah. She's having a weird time in
the woods. And then it's all fine as soon as she's back on the other side of the bells.
Yeah. So then it's Christmas, chapter 22.
Yeah.
Whitaker gives him Christmas presents. Sam, like, isn't into it. Like, Sam isn't into Whitaker, obviously. They don't really care for each other.
No, he's not at all. Because before all of that happens, she did invite Thomas and Ezra for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They leave, and when they leave, Thomas says, Happy Christmas. And Sadie's like,
That's a weird thing to say. Yeah.
And then I thought, why? Is that because we kind of say it now, but it's definitely Merry Christmas. But is Happy Christmas a thing that the British say?
I think maybe it might be. But yeah, they overall, like, they seem very pleasant is the thing.
They just have these little things that
are like,
again, commending Erin A. Craig, the subtleties of her foreshadowing are fabulous. Because this was a foreshadowing moment, but it wasn't, like, in that thing that had, like, all of the things that happened with Thomas and Ezra made me go, like, something's not off, is off, but I wasn't, like, oh, like.
So scared.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just, like, we're going to find out what this thing is that's off, and it's going to, like, I don't know. It was just this whole different, and I didn't know what the thing that was off was going to be, and that's the difference. So I'm, like, clearly it's weird that he's saying Happy Christmas, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
Where other authors tell, like, the foreshadowing is, oh, he's the murderer.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll take note of that. Yeah.
Same with Whitaker. All these foreshadowing moments where it's like, this is pointing us to something. Is he the monster? Is he in a different monster, like what you were predicting? Is he in debt? Like, what is it? We don't know.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, like, that the author was able to, like, the undercurrent of trust with certain people, you know? Like, certain people, you're like, I trust them. Like, Rebecca. Like, I never, like, fully turned against her. Part of it was, like, I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Like, she was in a rough spot. But, like, there's certain people where even when they're, like, being sketch, you're like, I want to trust you, though. Yeah. But you didn't know, and you were like, maybe I'm being... Like, you felt like maybe you were being overly trusting, even though the author engineered it that way.
Yes, it was so well done. So, yeah, she gives Christmas presents. She, or he, yeah. Whitaker, because they don't... The Christmas... They don't have anything to give each other, so the Christmas present they give each other is, like, Ellery made dinner.
Yeah.
Like, they ate dinner today. That was their Christmas present.
Yeah.
So Whitaker gives Sam his pocket knife back, which he had lost in the second supply run. Mm-hmm. He gives Mary a horseshoe for luck, and he says, put it over a door, you use a lot.
Yeah.
And then what does he give Sadie?
I don't remember. He didn't give Ellery anything?
Because he didn't. He said he ran out of time.
Yeah, but he wanted a kiss.
He said it like, man, I think we really like Whitaker. Okay, anyways. But then what they do is, like, he says, like, they, so, they orchestrate, he says he orchestrates it in a way that they get some alone time together. And then he says his Christmas wish is her. And I was like, oh, Whitaker.
Yeah.
You're so dreamy.
And he, like, the other thing is he has such a fun time at Christmas. Like, he dances with Sadie.
Yes, like, they play piano and dance all night, and he entertains the kid. Yeah,
the kid. And, like, he, like, Mary likes him a lot, and it's just really cute.
Yes. And so then he's like, but he's like, I really love dancing, but I really just wanted to dance with you.
Yeah, but she went, like, Ellery played the piano.
So then he's like, let's just dance now. And she's like, there's no music. And he's like, yes, if you listen hard enough, there is. And then they, like, listen to the breeze, and they, like, listen to the night. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is romantic.
Yeah, because, like, the kids have gone to bed, essentially.
Yeah.
The kids, Mary and...
Well, Mary and Sam are helping put Sadie to bed. Yeah, for some reason, they have to do it together. That's what Whitaker orchestrated, but I don't remember what it was.
I think he, like... kind of implied to Mary, like, you should go help with that or whatever. Like, Sam went to do it, and then Mary's like, oh, I have to help too.
So then they look at the stars.
Yeah, and it's very nice.
And so she tells him some of the stories about the stars, and he jokes again, because she knows, like, the names of every star, and he's like, you need to calm down with this naming thing. She's like, but names have meaning.
Yeah, because she knows the names of all the flowers too, because...
And she knows the names in Latin. Like, she knows names. And she's like, every name has a meaning, and that's why we give things names, because... It's important.
Yeah.
And if we give something a name, it's because we deem it something important.
Enough to have a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she tells him the story of Orpheus, which I actually knew because I saw this musical the story of Orpheus and his the woman he loves.
Wait, I know her name.
No.
Eurydice.
Eurydice, that's right. So anyways, she tells him the story because in the sky is the harp. Mm-hmm. She tells him the story of Orpheus, who loves
Eurydice.
And in the musical, she is, like, poor, and so she, like, makes a deal to go to Hades. That's what happens in the musical.
I think in the Greek story, she just dies, and Orpheus is, like...
So Orpheus follows her to the underworld to rescue her, but he never gets there because on the way down, he looks back.
Well, he makes a deal with Hades, and Hades is like, you can take your wife out. But you can't look back.
And then he does.
Right at the end, he looks back, and then she has to stay, and he leaves.
And so then Whitaker asks, like, the sexiest question ever. And he's like, would you follow me to the underworld? And I was like, oh, you're so suspicious, but yes, I would. I would follow you anywhere. And Ellery says that she would, but she wouldn't look back.
Yeah.
And then they almost kiss a bunch.
Yeah.
But they never do. He doesn't get his Christmas gift.
Yeah. And then the other important thing at this point is Whitaker's, like...
making her suspicious of Sam again.
Yeah. Which, like, he's like, how did Sam survive the supply run when no one else did?
He says that he went to check it out and he was like, that was not animals. The people there were murdered by humans.
Yeah.
So how did Sam survive?
Yeah. And it's like...
And this part, like, it's so confusing. Like, this is also foreshadowing this moment of, like, what happened? Like,
what happened with that supply run?
Clearly something happened that we don't know yet.
And, like, the other thing is, because Whitaker gave Sam the knife back, Sam now knows that Whitaker was there.
But, like, so I was like, okay, Whitaker is a monster, presumably.
Yeah.
But also, watching out, like, it was so confusing.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you telling her, like... what Sam's doing. And, like, also, like, the, like does he actually know what Sam did? Or is he, like...
Is he suspicious?
Yeah, yeah. Like, or does he actually know and he's pretending just to be suspicious?
Yeah.
Like, there were so many different ways that Whitaker could be playing this, and I'm like, we'll see.
I know. And the funniest thing is, like, I still was like, no, he's a nice boy. He's just having a hard time right now.
So chapter 23, so in my head, I'm like, you can never talk to Sam about this. He is angry, and immediately, like, the next morning, she's off, and Sam's like, what's up? And she's like,
did you murder a bunch of people?
Basically. She's like, how did you survive? Whitaker was there. I'm like, why did you even bring up Whitaker? Like, this was her most dumb moment of the whole book. Because I'm like, you know Sam doesn't like Whitaker.
Yeah.
So if you bring up Whitaker, he's immediately
going to be, like,
on the defensive.
Yeah.
And then you are, like, questioning him in just a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, I think she could have handled the way she was worried about him potentially being a murderer
a lot better.
Differently.
Yeah.
But he flips out and he leaves.
And then they have no men on the farm and they need help, essentially. And so Ezra and Thomas come to stay with them.
Well, and also overnight, Ezra and Thomas's
all their shit has been burnt. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Like, Ezra and Thomas show up and they're like, overnight, people, like, burned and killed they killed their bulls, which they used to get here.
So they can't even leave.
And they, like, destroyed most of their crap.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, all of the men are gone. You guys can stay here.
And, like, her parents' bedroom is open, and she's like, Thomas can sleep in Sam's old bed because Sam left.
Yeah. Which is also another, such a subtle foreshadowing, is like, no, Thomas will not sleep with you guys. He'll sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Which makes sense now.
Yeah.
He's a respectable man, Ezra. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's all that happens.
And then Whitaker also comes and he's like,
You should be suspicious of Ezra and Thomas. And I was like, I was confused about that one.
Yeah, I was like, well, no, because I was like, okay, on the one hand, I get it, because Ezra and Thomas are a little
strangers.
Weird and... And it's weird.
But, like, what have they done?
Sam
has done some things that are,
Yeah.
Questionable.
And the other thing is, I was like, I just don't like this pattern of Whitaker being, like, distrust every person.
Yes. He also did it. We didn't talk about it. But he also, before he leaves with Mama and Papa on the, to save her, he says, who started your fire?
Yeah.
Like, so he is, like, putting seeds of doubt in her mind all the time. Mm-hmm. So, also, just an important thing. So, Ezra and Thomas store all of their goods that didn't get destroyed in the barn, and he does not want her to look at some of it.
Yeah. Which is also, like, okay, Ezra, could you be a little less sketchy? 24?
Yep.
Spooky lady wants Ellery to start a fire.
In her dream. She's dreaming.
Yeah, she's dreaming. She goes
But before she dreams, before the spooky lady shows up, she has some nice making out with Whitaker.
But yeah.
And then Whitaker leaves and spooky ladies, like, burn down the school.
And spooky lady is all like...
It's totally a dream.
Yeah.
It's such, like, I mean, that's how dreams unfold. Where it's like one moment you're like
having a good time. And the next moment there's long finger creepy lady, like, burn down the school.
And she does.
Yeah.
And then she wakes up and in her dream she was barefoot.
Yeah.
Walking through the town in winter.
Yeah.
And she wakes up. And her feet are dirty. And she normally sleeps with socks, and they are gone.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's weird.
Did I...
burn down the school last night? Oh, the spooky lady also says, you owe me the favor. Here's the handkerchief.
The proof that, like...
And I was like, no! Whitaker is definitely in the monster. I was like, okay, I mean, I still was in maybe he's indebted to this lady.
Yeah.
But he's definitely in the monster thing.
He's fully involved.
Yeah. It was so disappointing.
Yeah. Chapter 25, Rebecca comes to be mad that Ezra and Thomas are staying there. Because she's like, they're sketchy people, and I'm pregnant, and I don't want them near my farm, basically.
But Ellery's like, they're my family, I don't care. And then they're like, also, by the way, the school burned down last night. And Ellery's like, oh, crap.
And also, Also, Rebecca at this point is like, I wish your whole family had died in the fire. Yeah. And Ellery's like, I feel like this bridge might be burned. I don't know if we're being friends again.
Yeah. Because Ellery's like, why don't you stay, Rebecca? I'll make tea. We can chat. Yeah. And Rebecca's like, no.
No. I wish you died. Yeah.
Oh, it was just more of the, like, the who did this and who did that. Mm-hmm. Because people believe that Ezra was the one who killed the chickens. And so in retaliation, they killed his bulls.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? But you said, oh, small towns, just sweep it under the rug. Because I was like, why don't they just all get together and be like, we're having a bad time.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I know. It's like, it's just like, I think the issue is that if you sit down to talk about it, new things come out. And then you just are, there's more problems.
Also in this moment, Sadie says, I know who killed the chickens. Abigail told me. Did you notice that?
No.
And, like, she says it while Rebecca and Simon are in the house. And so Ellery's like, go away, Sadie. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, let her tell you! Like, she knows. Because yeah. Abigail is a monster.
Yeah.
And she knows who killed the chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, they go to town.
To go to the market.
Yeah, and the market is like the saddest market ever.
Well, it's just trading. They're just like trading what they have, and everyone brings beans.
Yeah,
that's all everyone has.
Yeah. And there's like a schism in town
because none of the religious people are at the market anymore.
Yeah,
they're not going to the market.
Yeah. And the school burned down, and the elders like start turning on the doctor because they're like, you're hoarding medicine.
Well, one of the elders is super sick.
Yeah.
Amos is super sick, and he's like, they're like, give him medicine, and the doctor's like, I don't have any. I told you I was short.
Yeah.
We're done with medicine.
When we were talking about the supply run, like, forever ago.
But they're like, you're hoarding it, just give us the medicine. And then the doctor, like, escapes.
Yeah.
Like, I was really worried for the doctor at this moment. Like, I was also like, 100% this doctor is going to be dead.
Yeah.
He does not make the end of this book.
Yeah. It's way too important.
I figured what was most likely going to happen is that the creepy lady finger lady that Amos's wife would do a deal and it would involve killing the doctor.
Yeah.
That was like.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he's going to have a miraculous recovery. 100%. That's what's going to happen. That's what's coming. But then everyone gets a little crazy again.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of
I can't remember what happens.
There's like a storm outside, and also like people are like yelling at each other, and yes. There's a lot of like tension.
And so the elders decide, no more markets, survive how you can.
Everyone stay in your home until
spring.
Winter's over.
And it was like pretty, there was that one girl, Sally or Sarah?
Molly?
No, ask Molly McCreary.
Oh.
Mary's friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what her name was, but she wanted to trade for, like, fabric. Mm-hmm. And Mary treated her really badly.
Yeah.
And then, I'm just like, it was so depressing. Because then she asks Ellery, like, please make the trade. And Ellery's like, I'm sorry, I can't. And she said, my mom told me if I don't come back with food, like, she's not letting.
Yeah.
And I was like, they are in dire situations right now.
Yeah. Like, they really, like, townspeople are like full on starving. Like Mary is mean because Mary's like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like it's bad times.
Ellery still wasn't mean though. She's such a good girl.
Yeah.
So now, chapter 27, it's spring. That's what I have. Did you have anything else?
I wrote spring is 28.
Oh.
But they are very hungry. The cow died. They wake up to like tapping sounds.
And I think, what is it?
It was like spooky.
I think that's what I think yeah. I just was like, it's spring, and then the next chapter...
It was spring.
The spring section had started.
Yeah, so the tapping is an icicle melting, and they're like, oh my god, winter's over.
Thank the Lord. And she talks about Whitaker, because she's like, she hasn't seen him since the day after Christmas, or I guess, the day after Christmas. And she's like, man, not seeing him made me more into him. I can't wait to see him again.
Yeah.
How did they survive? Like,
in trappers?
In tents? Over winter?
They did. They
like,
did.
The winter they described, like, the snow winter. Was taller than the 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big winter.
I don't know, man. No idea.
I mean, I know how they survived.
Yeah. They're not really people.
But why don't the townspeople think, how did they survive this?
Yeah, so then Whitaker returns, and he's, again, suspicious of Ezra.
Yes.
And he's like, come away with me.
Come away with me. Yes, he's like, let's go away. It'll be wonderful. And she's like, no, my family. And she's like, you stay here.
And, well, he's like, Mary and Sadie can come too. Like, let's just get out of this town.
And then she's like, but Samuel, my mom and dad.
And the bees. And he's like, I can't stay with you.
Because I have debt to pay.
Because I have debts.
So I was like, oh, thank goodness. he's just not a monster, a human indebted to a monster. That's what I concluded.
Yeah.
Who does have some magic abilities, but that's because he's just connected to the monster.
He's just in debt to the monsters. It's fine. chapter 29.
Okay. So he also suggests that if she knew all the things he had done, that she wouldn't like him anymore. And I was like, how much evil has he done? and they break up. Because
they weren't together, but
they have this big, like, you leave, I'm done. Yeah. Because she, like...
She's like, you don't tell me anything.
Yeah, and she's like, tell me one thing that's real. And he just won't. He can't. And so she's like, kind of has that moment of no return, where she's like, I have to choose... I am purposely saying no to you. Go. Yeah. You have to go.
And, like, she's making such a smart decision for herself. Like, yeah. She's like, I can't be hung up on something that's never going to happen,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he is sad about that. Chapter 29?
Yeah. Well, I just have, like, questions. Because in the questioning of him making of suspiciousness of Ezra, I was like, if Whitaker is a monster, what does he think Ezra is?
I feel like he just knows that Ezra isn't who he says he is.
Okay. I wrote, does he just think he's a bad man? Yeah.
Because I'm like... When the monster is suspicious of someone, and you're like, what?
So, chapter 29. I'm ready. Let's go.
Old Widow Mullins...
Is dead.
She died in the winter.
I'm sure a lot of other people died, too, but yeah. The only one that we're going to see their funeral is Old Widow Mullins. And so during the funeral, everyone has this opportunity to go up and speak mm-hmm. about her. And she's like, hey, Ezra, you and Dad used to play at her farm all the time.
Because she has, like, a son or something, and yeah. They have friends. And
Ezra's like, no.
No, I don't need to speak.
And then she remembers, and we didn't actually talk about this, but she remembers how her dad used to tell a story about how they went to Old Widow Mullins and got stung mm-hmm. a lot
yeah.
by the bees.
Yeah.
But earlier on, Ezra told her he was allergic to bees.
Yeah.
And so she's like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So she starts to do some more questioning.
Yeah.
And so she's... And basically, she says something like, Old Widow, like, you could talk about the time that you went and played with Old Widow Madeline's daughter. Mm-hmm. Or she says something like, let's go talk to her daughter afterwards and wish her condolences. And he's like, yeah, sounds good. But Old Widow Madeline's does not have a daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now she knows Ezra is not her uncle.
Yeah. And so the other thing is they mentioned Rebecca's, like, really pregnant now.
Yes.
And I was like, she's having twins.
Oh, that was interesting.
Like, I thought for sure she was having twins, because, like, you know, twins have twins. That's just a thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to have an evil twin, and she's going to have a good twin. And I had, like, this whole thing in my head about what was going to happen. Spoiler, that's it not, doesn't. That's
were
not
you disappointed?
I was, kind of. Like, I don't know.
I never thought about that. I was really just, like, props to Ellery again. Like, we think she's fabulous, and I love that she figured out Ezra's business. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was so great.
Yeah.
And now she's like, and also, before that, though, we need to talk about the rest of the funeral. It gets crazy at the funeral again.
The town, shockingly, the townspeople are still at each other's throats.
Because someone's goat was killed. She blames Violet. Goat died. She blames Prudence, who doesn't like who doesn't like drinking, and Violet owns the tavern. Mm-hmm. And Prudence, and so many little coincidences, because the goat, there was carpentry tools left near the goat, And Prudence's husband's a carpenter. So she's like, you did it.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing.
But he's like, no, it wasn't me. Someone stole those tools weeks ago. It was whoever stole it. Like, it's so...
convoluted.
Convoluted.
And, yeah.
But it all... people are all yelling at
and
each other.
Yeah, and it's the town schism again because Prudence is religious and non-religious.
Tavern ladies on the elder side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really remember why, like, how they end up leaving. Like, how does this all get resolved?
I don't think it does.
Just, everyone's yelling, and Ezra's like, and Ellery's like, let's go.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about what Ezra...
I was really concerned because Ezra figured out that she knew that he wasn't who he said he was.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm not worried. Like, whatever you're about to reveal, it's going to be fine. I was not
stressed about
it.
I was scared. I was like...
I just said, if he wanted to hurt them, he would have.
That's true.
They lived the whole winter together. Yeah. He could have easily killed them and no one would have known.
Yeah, that's true.
And peaced out as soon as spring hit.
Yeah. So chapter 30, you know, Ellery figures this out and then immediately...
she's like, I cannot leave my sisters alone with him. I was so, like...
yeah.
Good care. Like, she's like, we need to go. Like, she's like...
figure out what's going
so
on.
So she's like... come look with me in the barn for some more food, Mary. And there's, like, no more food in the barn. And she's like, but I can't leave Sadie with him. So she's like, Sadie, you come look at the chickens while we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they go to the barn because she's, like, remembers the case. And she's like, whatever is in that case is going to tell me who he is.
Yeah. So she goes to the barn and she opens the case. And it's got all these creepy pictures.
Well, she doesn't see the pictures yet because Ezra catches her.
Yeah.
And then shows her the secret compartment.
So with all the creepy pictures.
Yeah.
And he switches back to his regular accent. And
which is British.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm from England. Thomas is from England.
I'm not your uncle. My name's actually Ephraim.
Yeah. And he... because also the case has, like, the wrong initials on it. It should have Downing, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Thomas is really his son.
Yes. And they are monster hunters.
Yeah.
That's their job.
Yeah. And so they...
and so he tells the stories of what he calls...
the Dark Watchers.
Yes. How they were in England, and they escaped, and they have come to America.
Where they are now.
Yeah. Yes. I'm assuming it's America that they talk about.
Yeah.
And basically, what the Dark Watchers do is... cause chaos and just enjoy watching it.
Yep. That's their...
they enjoy watching the world burn.
What they enjoy.
And because of their, like, power, they cause mutations and weird things to happen around you.
Yeah. I think that's all from that chapter, unless...
they are going to try to figure out... so, yeah, they're... oh, I remember how the funeral resolved. The parson stood up and was like, clearly we have some problems going on in the town. Let's have a picnic.
Yeah.
To, like, we'll smooth over, and we'll just be a community again.
Yeah.
So, Ezra suggests they go to this picnic
and, like,
and
keep
figure
an eye out
who the Dark Watcher is. Because they said, something is going to happen at the picnic.
Yeah.
He's like, no doubt, the Dark Watchers are here, and they are going to cause chaos. Now let's watch to see who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll know.
Yeah, so...
also, he talks about how there's a queen
of
the Dark Watchers, and it started to have... bee analogies, and I was like, look at you go.
Yeah. Killing it. Yeah. So, chapter 31.
Yeah.
So, Mary gets, like, all dressed up. Mary and Ellery both get, like, dressed up
for the picnic. And Mary is like, I'm into Thomas. See, this is why it makes sense that Thomas didn't sleep in his room, because Ephraim is like, well, he's not your cousin, so he shouldn't be sleeping in the room with you, because that's inappropriate.
And so, yeah, like, Mary kind of likes Thomas, and she's like, he, like, was looking at me, like, not pretty the way a cousin looks at you.
Yeah. So she's, like, wanting to impress him, and they're going to the picnic, and...
mm-hmm. And it's...
and Whitaker is back.
Yeah. It was really cute, though. Like, I was like, oh, Mary, you're so... I loved her.
Is there anyone we didn't love?
Right?
Even Sam, who's so bad. Like, you're gonna redeem yourself.
Surely.
We were so hopeful for everybody. I didn't want Cyrus to die. I was hopeful for him, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is just miscommunication, guys.
Yeah. Ellery has been working on a dress from the fabric that Whitaker brought her.
So she's going to wear that dress.
So she's going to wear the pretty dress. And so she goes, and Whitaker sees her in the pretty dress, and he's like, oh, it's a pretty dress.
Well, she hasn't gone yet.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
They're at home, and she's like, don't go to the picnic, Whitaker. And I was like, he's going to go to the stupid picnic because he's one of these stupid monsters, and he's going to be there so he can watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, don't go to the picnic. So then they go to the picnic, and... Ezra's all like, is there something out of place? And she sees Whitaker there.
And I'm like, girl! It's him. But yeah. She's just like, oh, he came. I told him not to.
Well, she's like, that's, he would have listened to me. So he must be something else or something. And so then she goes to talk to him. And he's like, oh, you look pretty in the dress. And then Sadie's gone.
Yeah.
Sadie has disappeared.
Yeah. I also just, to point out at the picnic, Amos, the elder, who was very sick.
Is miraculously better.
Complete, like, 100%, like, no need for a cane anymore. Like,
yeah, he comes, like, skipping up the hill.
But yes. Oh, a lot of other things happen.
Oh, okay.
Before Sadie goes missing, the Parson's wife accuses Ellery of stealing her fabric. So then I was like, crap.
Did Whitaker take...
did kill her parents. And he just stole fabric from other people in town and left the parents dead in the woods. Yeah. The Parson points out that the town has been troubled and hating each other over winter encourages them to love again. I don't know, that's whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot more. There's a small brawl again. Like, there's so much.
Yeah, the town brawling. It's like, it happens a lot.
Okay. Now I'm back. I'm back to where you are. Sadie is missing.
Yeah, I wrote also that they don't kiss again.
Did they almost kiss?
I think they almost kissed.
See, like, she's suspicious of him, but she still wants to kiss mm-hmm. him. Okay, so she immediately is like, Sadie's in the woods. And the whole town's like, Sadie wouldn't go in the woods. And she's like, she's in the woods.
Yep.
She's in the woods. Ephraim, Thomas, Ellery, and Whitaker are going to go into the woods looking for Sadie. Mm-hmm. The rest of the town's going to look in the rest of the places. And Ephraim is like, the Dark Watchers thrive on fear, so let's load you up with luck, because luck...
makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good, and so then you're less fearful.
Yeah.
And immediately, again, I was like, Whitaker loves giving them things that don't look
like... He's clearly okay.
Yeah, like, he's...
He definitely didn't kill her parents.
He, like, knows about... I was like, so... He wants to protect them, because he's giving them the luck. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
We'll hope. But she, yeah, she thinks, but yeah, so she doesn't think that he's a monster at this point, though. Mm-hmm. She thinks that he just knows that there are monsters and hasn't been telling her.
Yeah, so she's, like, not pleased with him.
Yeah, so they're in the woods, and she's like, you lied to me, I know about the Dark Watchers, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I didn't lie to you, I just didn't tell you the truth. One of those things.
Yeah. So they're looking in the woods for Sadie, and then, Ellery gets a spook in the woods. She gets separated from Whitaker and, yes. like, goes.
And then feels like things are watching her.
And has a really bad time, and then eventually finds Whitaker again, and they
exactly, but she finds him exactly where she left him. So he was like, I didn't leave, you left.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also, Whitaker also says to her, before they find Sadie, that he didn't want to tell her, because to tell her, she'd be more afraid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Like, what's scarier? To know what's coming at you, or to know something's coming for you, but not knowing what it is?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Because it's like, if she doesn't know about them, like, if she's like, these are real things that I need to be afraid of, then she's definitely afraid of them. But if she's like, maybe they're not real, and I don't need to be afraid.
Yeah, but then, like, they can come and, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you know that there's something that, like, is going to mess with you and trick you into doing things you shouldn't... Then you're, like...
More
aware of it.
Yeah, you're making better choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. So chapter 34, Sadie's back, and then Ephraim's like, okay, time to explain to the town
what's
going on.
I pointed out just because, like, so the elders and the doctor have come to check on Sadie, and I was like, the doctor's alive. He survived. But then I was like, that means that Amos's wife had to do something else.
Yep.
So... They tell the elders, and they tell the doctor. And the parson's also there.
Yeah.
They tell them all about the Dark Watchers.
Yeah. And the parson is like, actually, this is not monsters. You are all just monstrous people. And bad, like...
And we need to, like, redeem ourselves, like, religiously.
We need to have a reckoning. And I was like, oh, no.
So he plans a reckoning for the next day. Yeah.
I wrote, this is going to be bad, and then the next line is, it is bad. So yeah, the reckoning doesn't go well, shockingly.
So he basically, like, he makes them all go in this tent that's like
super hot.
Super hot. And he's like, everyone must stand up and confess their sins.
Yeah.
So, like, he tries to force one lady to do it, and she refuses, and then...
Ellery, like, steps in.
She's like, I'll do it.
And then Ellery, like, her confession is like, there's monsters that are making us do this stuff.
And the Parson's like, no, there's not. She's crazy.
Yeah. And then there's a the spooky lady's there in the tent with her.
Yes. She can see like the spooky lady.
Yeah.
And then realizes that Cyrus is talking to the spooky lady.
Yeah, like that was who
Cyrus. Oh, sorry, not Cyrus. The parson.
Yeah. Because the parson is like, the spooky lady is our angel, and she came from
she
God.
She came to save us.
Yeah.
Because that's how the spooky lady's messed with him.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Ellery's like, that is not an angel. That is a bad lady.
Yes. And they also, I mean, through this whole, like, thing, all of the things get explained of, like, who did what to who. Mm-hmm. And it was never who anyone suspected it was.
Yeah. Like, I think...
One of the simplest ones, the guy whose tool was broken, mm-hmm. he thought it was the guy who had borrowed it, but it was actually just his kids when they were playing. But Abigail has been an imaginary friend for all of the children and told them, Dad will get mad at you, so keep it a secret.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep it a secret, and then it gets blamed on someone else. I think that old, like, Amos, who was sick, I think his wife killed the goat or something like that. I wrote
it. Martha, Amos's wife killed the goat for medicine.
Yeah. And so...
But the thing is, them all airing out who did what does not make them happy about it.
No. This is what I mean about small town stuff. Like, it doesn't make anything better. You're just like, oh, now I know the proper person to be mad at.
So this town starts fighting, and then Rebecca shoots a gun in the air?
Yeah.
So Rebecca's stopped the fighting.
Yeah.
And Ellery gets on the chair, too, and is like... starting to, like, genuinely convince them about the monster. She's like, you guys wouldn't have done all these things you did.
If there weren't monsters.
A darker force forcing this on us. But then the parson's son, Simon.
Yeah.
Is like, if this is really true and there are monsters, someone summoned them here.
Yeah.
And they blame...
Samuel. Because... like, Sam, they found, like, a summoning circle in their yard, and it's got the handkerchief that Ellery's blood is on.
But the handkerchief was Samuel's.
Yeah, because it's got, like, it's embroidered with his name. And Ellery's like, why did Whitaker have that? Why did he do that? Why?
Yeah. Also, just an important thing to note about where Whitaker is in all of this, they've left him at home with Sadie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. So she finds this out, and she's like, oh my gosh, maybe I summoned the Dark Watchers with that handkerchief.
Yeah, and she's, like, all stressed.
Or that, like, Whitaker summoned them, and so, like, he isn't a monster, but he summoned the monsters using her blood, and she's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so she's like, shit, I have to get home. But also, the whole town is like, we have to kill Sam because he summoned the monsters, but also we still hate each other and don't really believe in the monsters.
So they're, like, on a witch hunt, and she's like, we gotta get home.
Yeah.
So they're going home, and at this point, Ephraim reveals how many watchers he thinks there are, mm-hmm. and he says that there's 3 women and 2 men, and then Ellery's like, crap,
I know 2 men. I know 2 weird men that live
Travers. And one of them is the man I fell in love with, and he is definitely one of the Dark Watchers.
Yeah, so there's, like, the queen, there's Abigail, obviously, there's another woman.
They never talk about who she is.
Yeah.
And then there's the top hat man.
And then there's our favorite. Yeah, our favorite of the Dark Watchers.
So, and then we also find out, like, so Mary has been talking to the top hat man.
No, she's been talking to God.
Well, who is the top hat man?
Oh, okay.
Like, she thinks she's talking to God. So Mary was the one who ruined Cyrus's supply shed, because she finds out, like, she just assumed that there was only the queen and that it was a woman. And so she's like, I was talking to God, but it was a monster.
Yeah, because she used to, like, go hang out in the field and, like, talk to God. And she's like...
One day he replied.
He replied. And he said that Cyrus had chocolate in his storeroom, and she wanted to make a chocolate cake for Sadie for her birthday.
Yeah.
So then she went and wrecked the storeroom, got the chocolate, made the cake, and that was what started a lot of things.
Yes. Yeah, it was so interesting to think, like... what that little thing caused.
Yeah, that she wanted to get chocolate. Like, because Abigail made Sadie want chocolate. Mary wanted to get chocolate for Sadie. It was, yeah.
So now they're like, they've got to go back because she's like, crap, Whitaker is a Dark Watcher. We left him with our sister.
Yeah, so they're like panicking and get back.
And Ephraim says that he believes to control them, you need to know their names. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's why Whitaker
has been very sketchy about giving me his name.
I really believed still in this moment that Whitaker loved her. I'm like, you love her. I don't know. I can't. I
I don't know how evil you are.
Yes.
You're some degree of
and
evil.
And I'm hoping that all of your evilness will be justified. And that I can continue loving you.
Yeah.
And he didn't kill Sadie. When they get back, Sadie's there. And I'm like, yeah. See? He kept... But she's running. Whitaker knows. She knows.
So he leaves. He and then she goes after him.
Yeah. Because she's like, I'm going to get him to tell me the queen's name.
Yeah. So she... 36, she finds him and confronts him. And then he... kisses her. Finally.
So Whitaker tells her his story of how he came to be here and all of it.
Yeah.
So he came here years ago because the bells enticed him, mm-hmm. which I thought was ironic mm-hmm. because they used the bells to keep him,
to
keep monsters away.
Yeah.
And yet the bells are what brought him to their village.
Yeah.
And when he came, he saw Ellery.
Mm-hmm. And was like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
Yes. He talks about what he saw. I don't know if I wrote it. But he was like, I want to know that honey-haired girl.
Yeah.
So he kept coming back. But the thing with these monsters is that they are, like, pulled together.
Yeah.
And so the rest of them came.
Yeah.
And they started, they thought, what a fun place to play a little game.
Yeah, they're like, this seems like the perfect spot for the next game.
But Whitaker is like, I'm so sorry all of this happened, but I am going to save you. You, your sisters, Ezra, I'm going to get you out of here.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I am like.
This is, yeah.
This is the.
Well, she's like, I want to save Sam.
She also doesn't really want to destroy the community.
Yeah.
This is that moment where she's like, the best thing for me would be to leave. Back to her dad's warning at the beginning of the book, but I am going to risk my life for this community.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to save Sam. And Whitaker's all like, he would let you die, like 100%.
Yes.
And is this when she realizes
no,
like,
not
he's
yet.
Serious? Okay. So.
Well, I mean, she might realize that he's serious, but she doesn't know.
How serious.
And so she's like, just tell me her name and this will be done.
Yeah.
Tell me your queen's name. And
he's like, I can't.
But he clearly wants to,
yeah.
but clearly can't.
Yeah. So then the queen shows up, right?
Yeah. So like, and all of a sudden his whole demeanor shifts. Mm-hmm. And this is when he kisses her and kind of gets like pulled away.
Yeah.
Like he, not actually walking, he like literally like.
Yeah. He zoops back. Yeah.
Yeah. And she realizes that he's kissing her goodbye and that this is mm-hmm. this is it.
Yeah, and so the queen has come and the queen's like, the queen wants Ellery.
Yeah.
For reasons that I didn't really understand. I was like, Ellery's great, I understand, but I don't understand what like she brings to your experience, queen lady. But yeah, so the queen's going to give her 3 guesses to get the girl's name.
Wait, let me see if I'm missing anything. Sometimes I just wrote, this is so entertaining. Well, just one other thing that I did note because I thought, oh man, how evil is he? Was one of the things that happens for the Dirk Watchers is when they finish destroying a town, they get a new tattoo on their arm, and he has like a lot of tattoos on his arms.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, mm. ooh.
Yeah.
But so now the queen is here. The queen wants her. But the queen tells her some of the things about Whitaker. Like, the queen can control all the others. So the queen is a true, true monster.
Yeah.
The others were humans.
And they agreed to join her in exchange for something.
Yes. And most of them was to save a loved one.
Yeah.
Whitaker saved his sister. Mm-hmm. The little girl saved her parents. Mm-hmm. And the other ones all saved children.
Yeah.
But Whitaker is more resistant.
Yeah.
He doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
The others do. That's what it's described as.
Yeah.
And that's why he stores himself up on luck, because it does make it harder for the lady
to control him.
So he did try to run away.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
But it
just didn't stick.
Yeah.
Because she just...
She was like, come back.
Yeah. So she's going to guess the names.
Mm-hmm. So she
And she thinks, Whitaker's been... This is why he's been so weird about all this all along. He's been giving me hints about who her name is. Like, he can't tell me, but he can help me get there.
So then she, like, thinks back to all
everything
the
he's ever
had.
Said. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she guesses Helen first, because it's something about an evil queen, like...
Yeah, it's Helen of Troy.
Yeah.
It's, like, the reference.
And then she guesses Cassiopeia. Mm-hmm. Which is the first constellation she showed Whittaker during the
constellation
conversation,
talk.
Which is a vain queen, and she's wrong again. She was sure she was right that time.
And then she guesses Lyra, because Orpheus's lyre was in the sky, and then
yes.
That's correct.
And that is it. Did you know, and actually while I was looking up Aaron A. Craig, do you know what this is a story from? Do you know what story this is?
No.
This is a real story.
Like a fairy tale?
A fairy tale, yeah. It was one of my favorite fairy tales as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it so much. We had a little version of it. Rumpelstiltskin.
This is Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's how she does these books. She takes a
tiny fairy tale
yes. Yeah. But Rumpelstiltskin's a man. I don't remember really the story. I know that the princess needs to guess Rumpelstiltskin's name. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the consequences were or anything. But this is what it was from. So I thought it right away when it was the three guesses. And I was like, she's doing Rumpelstiltskin.
But really good.
Also, before she guesses the queen's name is when she finds out what Sam did.
Yeah, so Sam...
During
the supply run.
Second supply run.
When everything was going really bad.
It really was wolves.
Yeah.
Killing them. Yeah. It was. But they leave, the watchers save Sam and say, well, we won't let you die if... they say, what will you give us? And he says, you can have my sister. You can kill her.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't kill other people.
You can't just sacrifice some rando's life.
We'll take a lie.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to do
a
critical lie. Which this bothered me because I thought his critical lie was going to be, I was like, oh, he already did it when he lied about knowing that Rebecca's kid was his kid. Mm. But no, it was...
That wasn't it. He just genuinely thought that Rebecca was...
Because that was before the supply run anyway.
Yeah. So yes, he owes a lie. Mm-hmm. And this is why all along Whitaker's like, your brother sucks.
Yeah.
Because he was willing to let her die.
Yeah.
And she would never have made that trade.
Yeah. And I just was like, this was the moment when I was like, okay, I guess Sam is not good.
And that Whitaker was right all along. He was right about all his suspicions. Mm-hmm. Someone had lit the fire.
Yep.
Sam was a
good guy. Yeah.
What was his other? Ezra was not who he said he was.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still
just the way he delivered them
was suspicious.
Yeah,
yeah. And I I really thought that Sam, that time that he went in the woods with Papa, he came back possessed essentially, and then everything from there on out was going to be him possessed, and that all this stuff happening to Ellery was because
of Sam.
He was possessed, and it was just infecting everyone. But no, he was just a bad person.
He really wanted to justify
it. I really, believed.
So now we get to see Lyra in her true form, which is hideous and disgusting.
Yep.
With long arms that go past her knees.
Oh.
And a hairy body.
Spooky.
Yeah.
I didn't write that
and
down.
Too many teeth in her mouth.
Great. Excellent.
But Ellery gets her prize because she guessed you got her name.
And Ellery... the prize is she's like, get out of here.
Get out of here?
Yeah. She says, you have to leave.
Oh. Well, first she says, save my town.
Yeah.
And Lyra's like, no, can't do that. It's already too far gone.
Yeah.
So then she says, you have to leave.
Yeah.
And take everyone with you and never come back.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this is so disappointing. You got the girl. The town's already destroyed. Who cares if she stays or goes?
Yeah. I guess, she doesn't get to enjoy the culmination of her game.
No.
But I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know.
But I was I would have been so mad.
Like, die or something.
Yeah. All that time in the forest trying to guess this girl's name, and it amounted to nothing.
Yeah.
The town is still going to be destroyed. But she decides that she's going to at least save her family.
Yeah.
So she's going to go get her sisters and get Sam, get Ephraim and Thomas.
Get the heck out.
And get out of here.
Yeah. So.
So she goes back to the farm, her farm.
Yeah. And she realizes she has to say goodbye to the bees.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, it was very sad.
I got emotional. I didn't cry.
Yeah.
But I got emotional is what I said.
Because, before her dad left with the mom, went and said goodbye to the bees.
Well, her dad always talked to the bees. And so she's like, I gotta go tell them what's up.
Yeah. And she also, the bees all survived because of the cakes. And
I just, I wrote, this is my, I'm in love with Ellery moment. So she says the stuff is going down in the town, and she's like, we're gonna have to leave. You guys can stay here if you want. You can leave, like, go where you want, make your own way. And then she's just like having this moment of like, look at what I did. I like, these were my bees. And I wrote that in this moment, she realizes that she learned to be the queen of her own family, to lead them on the best way possible since her dad had left. And she became a powerhouse. And I'm like, you're so cool, Ellery. I love you.
Yeah. So she takes a hatchet and she goes into town to go get Sam.
Yeah, because her family was supposed to be in the farm and they're not. Yeah. So she's like, and it's clear from what's left in the farm that they have been taken.
That the townspeople came and were like, we're getting...
And, like, the town is literal. Like, the town is on fire.
Yeah.
There's, like, bomb sounds going off.
Because the gunpowder in the general store, like, literally exploded. Yeah. Like, it's... The town
she, like, gets in, to town and she sees one lady push another lady out of a window.
Like, yeah.
And like, the other lady dies.
Yeah. It's straight chaos.
She's like, people are literally killing each other. I've said so far that Bonnie, Leland, Matthias, and likely the parson are dead.
Yeah. Like, there's... like, I don't think the parson's dead yet.
No, but, like, there was enough things happening. Like, he got into a fight, and I was like, he could be dead.
He could be dead.
He could be dead.
Yeah, so she... And then I wrote, Rebecca's having her baby.
Yeah.
That happens first.
Like, she hears screaming.
And then she goes, and she's like, oh my god, Rebecca's having her baby.
And then she hears... She's like, should I go help?
Yeah.
She hears the baby being born, and then she hears Simon say, why does it have that color hair?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I better get out of here before he sees me and realizes.
This kind of, like, okay, this kind of bothered me.
Because baby's hair color changes.
Yeah, babies are, like, a lot of them are blonde.
Yeah. I thought that was ridiculous. If they had said, like, facial features or something.
Or if they'd been, like, Rebecca has really dark hair and Simon has really dark hair and they'd really emphasized that throughout the whole thing or something, then maybe I could have been, like...
They talk about her having honey-colored hair. I assume he had honey-colored hair, too, but... Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, yeah, babies can just be blonde.
Yeah, he was way too quick to be like, not my baby.
That's not my baby. Yeah. Like, and the other freaking plot twist, it's a normal kid.
It is. It's just a baby.
Biggest freaking plot twist in the whole book. I was like, it's not a monster.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe there's a sequel coming out where the baby grows up to be Lyra 2.0.
But like that, I think part of... this was that, like, the point the author was making is that all the people have just been themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they have the supernatural things.
Supernatural things are happening, but the chaos is just being spurred by the monsters did not do any of the... They did not kill the chickens. They did not break the shed. Like,
no. People
did all of it.
Yeah.
So she finds her sisters. Mm-hmm. Finds out Samuel has done his lie.
Yes.
And his lie was that it was Ezra or Ephraim and Thomas who summoned the monsters. And so she finds Thomas and
Ephraim in stocks and they're going to be killed.
Yes. And Sam is leading the, like, they're like, not going to hang them. They're going to, like, burn them at the stake.
Yeah.
So they're, like, building
fire. Yeah.
But so she, like, hacks them out with her hatchet and she's like, Mary, Sadie, boys, go get, like, a wagon. We're out of here.
Leaving.
But I'm going to get Sam.
Yeah. She's still like,
like, he's my family. I love him.
Yeah.
He's gone crazy because of the monsters. We gonna save him.
Yeah.
Mary's like, don't do that. Yeah. Mary has, like, been on Team Sam all book.
And she's like, no, he gone.
She's like, you weren't here when he was...
when he was turning, but it was a turn.
But she's going to go try to save him anyways. So off the family goes to get their wagon, and she is going to sneak to the stakes.
Yeah. To go and be like, come on, Sam. But meanwhile, Simon... is kind of on a warpath.
Yes. So he shows up while she's hiding.
Yeah.
And he's like, Samuel!
Yeah. Simon, like, kills him with an axe or something.
Yeah, that's right. Because he's like, you're the father of my baby. And he's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah. So Simon just kills him. And then Simon's like, now time to kill Rebecca.
Yeah, he's like, one left. And immediately Ellery's like, he's going to kill Rebecca. So she's like, can't save my brother. He's gone.
He's gone. So I'm going to save Rebecca and the baby.
And the baby. So she, like, runs.
Yeah. And then, yeah, she gets Rebecca and the baby. They join the caravan.
And then in the woods, they hear someone walking, and I'm like, who is it? Who did you think it was? Did you think it was him?
I thought it was him. I was like, surely they can't just wrap it up like
Whitaker ever. Yeah. So Whitaker shows up, mm-hmm. and she asked for two. We find out she actually asked for two things from Lyra, that Lyra would leave and never come back, and that he would be set free. Mm-hmm. And so he's free. His tattoos are gone, mm-hmm. and they are all going to leave Amity Falls together. Mm-hmm. But she does comment that he's not as confident as he was, because he was so confident, and now he's like, who am I?
Well, yeah, he also reveals his real name.
Which was Josiah White.
Yep. And
but he says he'll probably keep Whitaker.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, the ending wasn't unsatisfying necessarily. It wrapped up everything that needed to be wrapped up, but I was just like, I feel like I need an epilogue. Like, what's going what's on with mom and dad? Next. Like, yes. What? I don't know. Like, it didn't feel like enough.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I just wondered, like, the way that she talked about how Whitaker had changed. I was like, is he gonna, are you,
is he better? Like,
is he better? Are you gonna be into him now that he's just a regular human? Like,
yeah.
A lot of what you liked about him, not that like were the monstrous traits, but they talk about like the confidence and yeah. what he knew. Like, I was like, he's a different person now.
Yeah.
Are you still into new Whitaker?
Yeah.
And then I was like, could you forgive him? Like, yes, he was forced.
But like,
but
he still took part, and he still, like,
he was the reason all this happened.
Yeah.
If he had never come.
Yeah, and been not, into her, yeah.
This would not have occurred. Your brother would be alive. Yeah. Like, everything happened. Like, your mom would not be, like, disfigured.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. Like, just the ending, I was like, I can't tell if I'm, like, good. Like, I think I'm fine. Like, looking back now, I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with the book ending the way it did. But I also feel like I just wanted more. Like, I wanted them to be happy, and maybe yeah. that's a ridiculous thing to want.
Yes.
Given what has occurred.
Well, and, like, Lyra is just going to go on to kill another, like.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's why I looked up to see if there was a sequel. I was like, maybe they all, like, maybe.
Go after her or something.
Lyra, like, maybe Ezra or Ephraim and Thomas and Whitaker and her become, like, monster hunters together.
I kind of thought that might happen. And maybe it's better that you just, like, in the back of your mind are like, yeah.
That's what happened.
They just become monsters.
Because, like, she's still out there.
Yeah.
Gonna destroy towns. Like, yeah. What if she went after, like, New York?
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I've got, like.
Final thoughts?
I have my final. I wrote my final thoughts. They're very simple. Okay. I loved this book. I loved Ellery. I loved Whitaker. I wrote, it's the first time that I've loved the bad guy. Like, he would be put into a bad guy category.
Yeah.
And I loved him anyways.
Yeah.
I want it. I really.
I thought it was such a cool thing, too, to have him be one of them.
Yeah.
Like, that was just such a, like, fun thing to do with. Because it ties the plot in with the romance, like, so nicely. Like, yeah. They're so enmeshed.
Yeah. And then the other thing I have, because I said to, I wrote down, I said I read the book twice. So I wrote down a lot of the, like, omens. I think we mostly talked about them. Let me just see. Oh, yeah, this one's so interesting. Okay. So, well, the first one that I wrote, chapter one, Papa says, I think this will be a good winter.
That's hilarious upon rereading.
Yeah. Like, it's so little, and I was like, it's not a good winter.
It's not going to be a good winter.
But this one I think is really interesting. Also in chapter one, in the very one of the very first things that happens is that she gets stung by a bee. She's trying to not let the bee sting her because she doesn't want the bee to die because she loves her bees. And she says something along the lines of like you are almost free. Like I am going to set you free and then you will be fine. And I was like, oh my gosh, the end of the book, Lyra is gone. They are set free. But just like the bee that still stings her and dies, the town stings themselves.
And dies. Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's interesting to think about.
Another thing we never get answered. So, because the way that this is always orchestrated is you have to do something for the monster in exchange for the thing you need. Mm-hmm. So we know, like, what Mary gets. She gets the chocolate. Mm-hmm. For destroying the supply shed.
Yeah.
But then Cyrus, what does he get for burning down the flowers? or nothing? Is it just that she convinces him to do that?
He thought he was getting, you know, Sam murdered. Dead.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then I also wondered about the second supply runner. Whitaker helped to kill the people.
Yeah, that... like, some of the things that happened in the woods, I'm like,
how much were you involved in this?
Whitaker specifically says he came after to check it out kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So. But it really felt like, based on what we know afterwards, that Lyra was there making deals, that he was there.
Yeah. That he might have known what was going on.
Also, like, when the people do their tasks and write the messaging, like, the eye and the stuff, why are they doing, like, are they trying to warn, like...
I think they're just, like, doing it...
Like, are the Watchers telling them, paint an eye in blood?
Huh? I think they're, yeah, like, in weird killy mode, you know? Because, yeah, I think what the author was, like, trying to point out, you know, because, like, every time Ellery had, like, crazy thoughts, like, when she was in the woods, it was like, I want to throw this axe at Sam. She didn't.
Yeah.
Like, she had the choice. Like, she had crazy thoughts, but she was, like, didn't act on them.
And my last question that I have that I think wasn't really answered or talked about was, well, the first one, I was like, why doesn't Ezra assume it's Whitaker? Ezra is just, like, I don't get why. Mm-hmm.
They're kind of dumb.
I don't get why I don't think it's the Trappers. But, yeah. Like, after I
they
reading
have no
it all,
question
like,
at. Okay, well, here's the thing. Ephraim shows up, and he doesn't know that the Trappers are new. He... Like, they're a fixture, as far as he knows.
And he also thinks that the Dark Watchers have been around for a long time, which is true, they have been, because like, the thing that happened with the guy in the gold mine, blah, 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 was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So they showed up 3 years ago, and then they kind of, like...
Chilled.
Mm-hmm. And now they're, like, they're going for it now.
Yeah.
So he's assuming it's someone who's been here for, like, years, and the Trappers did just show up and reveal themselves for the first time. So maybe that could be part of it.
And that, like, the Trappers are so active in town, that might kind of make them seem...
less suspicious? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I wondered, so the fabric that Whitaker gets her, the pretty fabric, was that...
stolen?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, it easily could be either way.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry. Those were my questions that I contemplated by reading it twice. Now we rate him.
Okay, I am, like, top spot for me.
Like, who's the number one?
Pierrot.
Really? I think I would put him below Pierrot.
Really? Okay, like, he was kind of part demon. But, like, just, like, my, like...
desire for him.
Yeah, like, Pierrot was a really... he was such a good innocent... wonderful person.
That's true. I think that he was more desirable. I wanted him to be in every chapter.
And, like, Pierrot was, like, just wonderful, like, in a just really pure and innocent way.
Yes.
And Whitaker was, like, not pure or innocent, but I wanted him to be so badly.
And the question is, who's more attractive?
Yeah. It's just attractive. We are not judging character here. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes
good people go at the bottom of the list.
Yes, that's true. Where, like, the level of his attraction, and I guess this does convince me to put him at the top spot, how attractive he was made us disregard his bad behavior.
How much, like, there was so much, like, we were like, he might have killed her parents, still like him. Like, there was points in this book where I was fully convinced he killed her parents. Yet I excused that behavior.
But I was also like, but he loves her. They should be together.
Yeah. Yeah. I was also just, like, so compelled by him. Like,
he was so
just...
compelling. I wrote multiple times, and I didn't realize I wrote it multiple times. I am so entranced.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, how? I immensely enjoy you. I wrote that multiple times. Fine. Put him at number one.
Number one. Holy.
Whitaker Price.
This is crazy. You mean Josiah White?
Josiah White.
Ellery was really good. I love when they're just both really good. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Whitaker, Pierrot, and then Callum.
I think that's a pretty good top three.
Yeah. And then Will Grayson.
Will Grayson is, like, so much farther down to me compared to those three.
Yeah.
It's, like, the peak, and then there's, like, a long gap, and then Will Grayson.
Number four. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was part two of Small Favors. I hope.
By Aaron Craig.
Y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah.
As much as we enjoyed it. And we do really, really recommend you read this book. Or go pick up some more Erin A. Craig books.
Yeah,
go read. She only has two.
Yeah, go read more. Like, this was so... It's such a, like, atmospheric book, too. Like, us describing it. Like, none of the creepy things we're describing are actually creepy to you listening. But it was so, like, unsettling in the book.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we were just really excited to do this episode.
Yeah, we were.
So, yeah. See you next time. Check us out on Instagram if you want. Follow us on our website.
You can follow up on what we're reading on our website.
Yeah. And
check out our Patreon.
Check out our Patreon if you're interested. Yeah. That's all. Bye-bye.